New idea from Auckland Mayor Wayne Brown, who's putting Auckland's name out there to serve as a air and freight hub between Asia and South America. Now, it would facilitate, it is claimed, e-commerce, trade, tourism and education, mediation services as well. The New Zealand-Brazil Business Chamber is pitching a direct flight from Auckland to Sao Paulo, which could bring in an additional $100 million in trade in the first year and up to $5 billion annually over time, apparently. Wayne Brown is with us. Very good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mark.
How pie in the sky versus how tangible and real is all this?
You wonder why it hasn't been done years ago, to be honest. I think we suffer from the fact that the news and the TV are still in a flat earth society. You see a picture of the world with New Zealand down in one corner. We don't even get on a map in America, and I forget it's actually a globe. And so the shortest route from anything south of Hong Kong and Guangzhou to South America goes straight over the top of Auckland. And now that the planes are a bit longer, we can fly from there to here and then here to Sao Paulo. And so we're missing out on a huge trade pile that goes past. Apparently some people in MFAT have been looking at it for a number of years, but they've managed to achieve nothing.
Nothing's coming. Having said that, most people don't think of South America. We think of North America, we don't think of South America. Is that fair in general?
Pretty much. I think we've spent far too much time thinking about only the world is where English is spoken. That's really wrong. Most of our trading is with China, for a starter, and I've had two delegations through from various parts of China this week. We had one from Shandong, which is three times Australia, and nobody even knew they were coming. They just arrived on the door, but fortunately I can speak a little bit of Chinese and managed to make the joy of it. And then Sichuan showed up yesterday with their new jets to fly in. Six Chinese companies fly to New Zealand every week. And the Chinese and the Japanese have got 2 million Japanese citizens living in Sao Paulo, and the Chinese have got $490 billion of trade with Brazil, and they have to go there via America, and they don't like that.
No,
they'd rather come via here.
Exactly. Having said that, is this an Auckland thing that you would drive, or this should really, given where the Prime Minister is this morning, this should be a national thing that the government drives?
No, I'm going to drive it because of the history of the last few years of the government driving anything. It means you don't get it done. So they're welcome to come along and help me. But, I've traded internationally. I know Brazil pretty well. I know China really well. And everybody knows what America's like. I'm going to push it hard. It benefits Auckland. I've had a long scrap with anything that disappears for Auckland and Wellington ends up not happening. We've had lots of that list.
All right. Well, good luck with it. It seems like a semi-decent there, although if you do look at the map, there is a gap there, but we'll see where it goes. Wayne Brown, Mayor of Auckland. So who knew we had a New Zealand-Brazil business chamber for a start?
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl, you get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.